Our scripture today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 6 through 10a. Now let's pray before we begin this. Lord, we thank you for this chance to read your word, to hear your word spoken together as the body of Christ gathered together here in your presence, and you, Lord, teaching us. And we pray that that what we hear is from you. And anything not from you, we pray, is forgotten, for worth can only be found in you, and anything from it does not have any worth. We thank you. Thank you for all that you are, and we trust you in this moment, your grace and your wisdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 25, 6 through 10a, hear now God's word. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I probably wouldn't have anyone disagree with me, at least in a general sense, if I were to say that 2020 wasn't the best year. And then on into that, 2021, is still shaping up to be a difficult year. And all that is kind of encompassed through struggling with COVID. I'm not sure how many have read the newsletter yet, or my letter within the newsletter. But in it, I'm reminded that my wife's birthday is March 12th. Stephanie's birthday is coming up, March 12th. And, I remember that because she's my wife, and I should remember that. But March 13th or March 14th is also another anniversary. And it marks a year that we have been under COVID restrictions. Can you believe that we have been in this for a year? It's quite amazing, and how time flies. That we have been in this for so long, or maybe it seems like this has been the longest year of our lives. I'm not sure which. It's been difficult. Everywhere we look, we see the effects of COVID on our society. It's not just the masks that we wear. It's also those who are struggling to make a living, struggling to make ends meet. And not only is this past year been marked with difficulty through COVID, but it's been marked with difficulty through racial tension. This year has definitely shown us that racism has not gone away. It still exists and still needs to be dealt with. But not only that, this year has also shown us what political turmoil looks like. And that our party system that we have doesn't always help to bind us together, but sometimes it helps to bring us apart. And all the divides that exist because of that. This has been a tremendously difficult year. And as we look around at this year, sometimes our eyes are so quick to see all the difficulties that exist. But I've always enjoyed the picture of the glacier. What you see is only part of what exists with a glacier. There's so much more underneath the water. And the thing is what we see and what we often pay attention to is the difficulties, the troubles, the turmoil, the darkness, the pain. But in this world, and the reality is that there's so much more that exists. It's that so much more. It's oftentimes the goodness that we don't see for one reason or another. The fact that God is still active and still working and still alive and loving, even in the midst of all the difficulty and all the turmoil. We look around and we see the masks and we say, "Ugh, I can't wait to take these masks off and not need them anymore." But if we look deeper, we can look at the masks and that we're wearing and we can say instead, "Praise God, we're surrounded by people who care enough to wear a mask. Praise God that we're surrounded by people who love one another in such a way that we want to protect each other. Praise God that we do have a defense that helps to protect us and others from the virus. We can look at the Zoom and we say, "How the virus has kept us apart," or we can say, "Look how we can stay together, even in the midst of all that's going on." Sometimes when we only look at the surface level, we only see that which is negative. But when we cast our gaze upon God and open up our hearts and our minds, then the world gets so much bigger and so much full of love and joy and peace. And that's the one thing I love about our scripture. You see, our scripture is written to the downtrodden, to those who have been beat up, to those who have suffered under the hands of others. And in the scripture, it says that God has brought the people up onto his mountain. And on that mountain, God shows them the goodness of God's love. God shows them that they are taken care of, that God was with them the whole time, that it was God who brought them up and God who keeps them secure. And in the scripture, it reminds us that God also broke the veil of death. The New Testament scripture, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" All this is to say that God is much bigger than what we see. God is bigger than the world that we live in. God's got this. We're in a season of Lent to remind ourselves that we need God. To remind ourselves that we're not perfect and that we have limits and we can't do it all. And that sometimes when we try, we do fail in life. But those Sundays during Lent are those times upon God's mountain where we're reminded that God's got this. That God loves us. That God has taken care of us. And that, most importantly, God has sent Jesus Christ so that we may have life everlasting. And I love our scripture that we read because it also tells us who this gift of vision, who this gift of life, who this gift of being upon God's mountain is for. I'm reminded of a movie from 2013. Matt Damon is the star of this movie, and the movie is called Elysium. They're written in the title in parentheses. Does anyone know what the word Elysium means or where Elysium comes from? Kind of the ancient Greek mythological understanding of paradise, Elysium, or also referred to as the fields of Elysian or the Elysian fields. It's a place where if you were either a god or a demigod, you would go to once you die, where you could be taken care of and you would do your life's work in a place that was safe, and you would enjoy it for all eternity. Now, Elysium, the 2013 movie from Matt Damon, Elysium was a space station up that orbited Earth that was occupied by the super rich, the 0.5% of all Earth's population that could afford to be there. And Elysium was a place where there was no disease. There was no trouble. There was no fear. But only those who were extremely rich, who had great wealth, who had great worth, could dwell there. They had a machine. It looked kind of like a tanning booth. You would get in it, and then it would take away all your cancer. It would take away all the effects of aging. It would take away all your trouble. You could live forever and healthy. And it happened just like that. They would get in it every day or every other day, and then 30 seconds, you were cured of whatever ailed you. And then down below Elysium was Earth, an overcrowded population where there was hardly any food, barely any water, and everyone suffered from even the most common and even the most, what's the word I'm looking for, the easiest diseases to cure, people died from because there was no help. Sometimes we think of this as heaven. Only the best deserve to get there. The one thing that our scripture tells us is that God has made a place on the mountain for all of God's people. That God will take the disgrace away from them. Elysium isn't just for a few, but through Jesus Christ, for all. That this hope and this peace that God offers to us, that God's got this earth under control, that God has has us in the palm of His hands, isn't just for a select few, but for all people. That the value and worth of each individual comes from the fact that God created them, and so God is in control. It doesn't say that death goes away in this world. It doesn't say that we won't suffer our troubles and our issues. It doesn't say that we won't have our limitations and we won't have addictions. What it does say is that God can help us through all of these. What it does say is that we don't have to go through these things alone. What it does say is that Christ has given us support through His love and through one another. And that no matter how dark things get, if we're able to open our eyes and see below the surface, we can see God's love at work through it all. So I pray that as we go through these difficult times, we're able to remind each other that, to be able to support one another through the difficulties, be able to love each other and hold on to each other as best as we can in this COVID world. And say, I love you. Jesus loves you. And God's got this. Because as we saw in the children's chat, God does have this. And we thank God for that. Share this final benediction. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen your inner being for every good work. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen and amen.